This week on One Crazy Story, comedians Kevin Kremus and Jim McLean join me to talk about a vacation they'll never forget.
Where are you guys, where are you boys off to?
We're going to Las Vegas.
Las Wages. Have a nice day. That was it. Saluted us. Went like this, and then...
I mean, our hearts are racing like, yeah, we're going to jail. If they're stripping that car apart.
What's this?
The story is called Ferris Bueller's Day Off meets Fear and Loathing in L.A. and Las Vegas.
On the West Coast.
On the West Coast.
On the West Coast.
It was really
Fear and Loathing on the West Coast.
Fear and Loathing on the West Coast. It was literally about us flying from Detroit to L.A. Started out with, we each had probably, a half ounce in our
half
sock.
Ounce of weed?
Yeah, we just
walked.
All
right. Now, what year was this?
1995,
obviously,
again?
It's 96. When you can fly with weed in your sock.
I mean, I would put it in my valet. I'd have it with my perfume stuff with your aftershave and all that stuff.
Yeah, nobody ever. No, nobody ever.
Whatever.
Cared.
It's, no, like
it's
your
the 90s,
duffel
man.
Bag. So we literally, we just, you know, we fly it out there. We're totally stocked. We knew we were going to go out for like a week.
Week or something like that. Yeah. We didn't really have a lot of plans.
Right.
We're staying with
more
another
of a
comic.
More of a vacation. Than
yeah,
gigs,
to hang out
no
and. Yeah. Heffron was just moving out there, John, and we were going to see
Joel
him.
Joel Zimmer.
We didn't know Zimmer was out there, and we stayed with a guy named Tom Frank, who was a comic. Started out in Ann Arbor.
All right, so you guys are going on a trip out
yeah,
west.
So we went out there to hang out. We were going to visit my folks. They had just moved to Arizona, so we were going to zip down and see them for a day. We didn't know what was going to go on. You know, we just had to rent a car and...
Those are the best strips.
Beds to crash on, you
for
know.
Sure.
People
now this,
we knew.
This is literally before what was the app that used to get
MapQuest.
MapQuest. This is before MapQuest.
Yeah, this was
literally had the
atlas.
Rand
this
McNally
when, yeah.
road out.
Yeah, MapQuest wasn't even thought
no,
of.
No, 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 no,
no. No.
So we're like literally like we're okay. We're gonna leave. We're gonna leave L.A. We're gonna drive down here, and then we're gonna go over. We're gonna get to Yuma, Arizona. So it was all like okay. And we were seeing the country, man.
Yeah,
man.
And you had papers, just stacks of papers telling you how to get there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Whereas now you would just have a phone.
Well, no, a Rand McNally, you're just like, okay, we're
atlas,
going down this
a
page.
Regular big atlas.
We're
you
going
flew
down
with
this
one.
Page.
That's how
now,
we did things, Nate.
Yeah,
back
we go
in the day.
We go from Arizona, from California, which is on page like 28. Oh, now man. You got to go to page 18 or page 5.
And then you
5.
Had to pull over and use a payphone to call your parents.
Oh,
say, we're going to be there tomorrow.
Remember that page? Phone at the on the off where we got that Jack in the Box. We had been on the road for I don't know like 5 hours.
It was something
like
out of a Farley Brothers movie.
Yeah,
it was
terrible.
Meets Evil Dead.
Yeah, it was. It was almost like Evil Dead. Don't look what's behind the plateau of skulls. Yeah, it was terrible. I mean,
you don't ever want to look down into the outhouse hole and see a face looking up at you.
It's not bad down here.
Yeah,
welcome
bad.
To hell. It was like, can we use the bathroom? They're like, the bathroom is over at the end of the.
It was so bad there was no flies.
Even the flies
Even the
were
flies
like, screw
fucked
this
off. Yeah,
no graffiti. No graffiti.
Alien poop. Literally, we're on the border.
So we go see his dad, and then we go to.
So we go to L.A. The story is: we first fly to L.A. We go see Tom Frank. We hang out at Tom Frank's house, who lives right off of the Sunset.
Oh, the Sunset Strip, right around the corner from the Sunset
from
Grill.
The Sunset Grill.
Okay.
Guitar Center.
Guitar
Center's
right
guitar
there.
Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Across the street, House of Blues. I mean, people that are from L.A.
Drew
know
Carey
stuff.
Lived
I mean,
up the street you know. From him.
It's like that's the prime
right.
spot.
It was.
You
know? It was
so we're going to hang.
We got in like the argument with the hookers at Ralph's at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's sort of like a Redfordish kind of neighborhood. I don't know what it's like now. But we go out there and all we have is I had long story short, worked with Chili Chalice in the past. He had worked for Leno. He said, if you ever go to L.A., and I had met Leno, long story, years ago in Windsor, a small encounter with him, talked to him for about 20 minutes, and that was it. That was my Leno story. And I told Chalice
that. I had met him in 87.
And Jim had met him. So Chili Chalice says, if you're ever out
there.
If you're
ever out.
Yeah, he goes, contact him, tell him, and you'll be able to
at least
get in
check
and
out
see
a show.
The Tonight Show.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
So that's what we, and that was in the TV.
What was it?
That was
Hildy?
was his, Helga was Helga, his assistant.
Right.
And so you, and that was telephone days, you know, no email, right. You know, snail mail and telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So called, said, and she said, when you're in LA, call me. So we get to LA, call her. We go to see the Tonight Show. They seat us. I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
You know, we had great seats. We meet Jay.
Most
blah,
people
blah,
had
blah.
To stand in line, and then there was this special little room for like about 30
like
people.
A VIP,
and
we're, VIP
yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was great.
You know, so we did that.
And then the next night,
he calls up Tim Allen or Tim's people to go see Home Improvement. So they put us on the guest list to be able to sit in the audience just to watch the show.
For sure.
And there's like 400 people.
And there's a bunch of people there. And you get online. And
we ended up getting into the Home Improvement, was it the Tool Time section?
Yeah. There's a guy with a clipboard. We're standing in line with all the people waiting to go into the studio. There's a guy with a clipboard that comes walking by Jim and I, and we heard him saying, oh, we need two more people to be in the Tool Time audience. And one of us jump up and we're like, hey, we're on Tim's guest list. We want to be in Tool Time.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, follow us. And they gave us those cards that are in the pictures, and we got to be in the Tool Time audience.
Awesome.
So we saw Leno the day before. We see
and it was like
Tool, no, we saw Tool Time and then Leno.
Right, and then that was his 100th show.
100th show.
And they panned to us like, I don't know, two or three times.
Yeah,
in
so
the thing.
You saw us on Home Improvement.
And then the following night after the Tonight Show, that's when Heffron opened up for Robin Williams.
At the Comedy Magic Club.
Oh, wow. Right, he's like, hey.
We're at the Improv the night before
right.
this.
And he's like, I got my time cut from 25 minutes. I'm only doing like 10. And we're like,
and John's bitching about this comic who we don't know who it is. This bitching about, this guy come in and he's doing a guest set and it's screwing everything up. And me and Jim both went, who's the comic? And he goes, Robin Williams.
Oh, it's Robin Williams.
Yeah.
It's just Robin Williams. Yeah. Yeah.
So
and we were what, like second table away from the stage or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. So we went in. He goes, he's coming in doing the second show every night. He told us when Robin would be there. Mm-hmm. We got to this place late, and the headliner, Mark McCollum, was on stage.
Right.
Who went Star Search. We went in and said, we're friends with John Heffron. We're comics from Detroit. And they went, oh, come on in. And they sat us in the front table, like right where we're sitting right here.
Right.
And Robin Williams came out in a club and did like an hour and a half.
Saw him play like a few hundred people.
Right. Did like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Man. It was,
yeah.
That's got to be sweet.
And then we did our little roundabout trip through Arizona.
Yeah, so then we're going to visit my folks, right?
Right.
And Heffron says,
hey, if you're in Vegas,
he goes,
my mom's
Vegas.
Got this suite that you guys can use, so I'm going to be up there for playing at Catch or the Improv or something like that, and we'll all hook up and we'll hang out. But we got this place that you can crash at.
At Caesars, a suite at Caesars.
So you're skipping out your,
what the fuck?
So we go to this state fair at the Yuma State Fair.
So we go to see my folks.
Yeah, which was an event in
Yuma,
itself.
Arizona.
Yeah.
And you're coming from LA.
And then Algodones, Mexico.
Yeah, if you don't know where Yuma is, it's in this
right
very southwest corner of California.
Yeah,
Mexico.
So, yeah. Okay.
It's where they shot the desert scenes in Star Wars. That's
When they landed on the moon.
Yeah, or like where they landed on the moon. That's, it's the middle of like the hottest place in the world.
Wow, and they picked there.
my mom got a job there.
So the job at
went there.
Must have been a great job.
it was good enough to be in Arizona.
So they had the craziest, it was, let's just fast
so
forward
just
through
the, their apartment.
Yeah, we stayed there.
And hung out there
and
visited. It was
and
lovely.
We drive north and we're like, wow, this is unbelievable.
We leave there and we go north to Vegas.
And we start, you know, priming ourselves. We're smoked a joint or two. And all of a sudden, off of like the east or the west of the, you know, the horizon, here comes
a cloud
moving across the
desert.
And it was just nothing but wild Mustangs.
Horses.
Yeah, horses.
It's like the Bob Seger Against the Wind album cover ran right in front of our car.
Two things were like, man,
we had a VCR,
high.
But yeah. I mean, a camera. But You know, back in them days, it was, you grab something. And,
I need a gaffer.
You know, right.
You know.
Load the tape.
A camera. We had a camcorder.
That's camcorder.
Yeah. You had a hand, you had to crank
camcorder.
It.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're just like, ah, oh, get this, get this.
There's no way we're
so, gonna... It's crazy.
So, like...
We're driving from Yuma, Arizona, north through the desert, all the way up to Vegas, along the, what is that, the Colorado River? I believe that's what that is. And on the... Arizona side, not on the California side. And we were going to make our stop in Lake Havasu to see the London Bridge. We did that.
But so
we're
before
driving
that,
in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. In the desert.
170 miles north of the border. Like 3 hours north.
Yeah.
Right. And all of a sudden,
there's a booth in the middle of the road, like a
photo
customs
booth.
Like a photo mat booth.
Oh, shit.
And we didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Are you guys
and it was
stoned?
Cars. Yeah. We got a buzz, and there's cars lined up, like three or four cars lined up, and there's a car off to the side that's getting gutted. They're taking it apart, stripping it out.
Stuff's on the tarmac.
On the tarmac. Yeah. It's Border Patrol.
Oh,
we didn't.
Should we turn around?
Just like a random check.
Should we turn around? What should we do?
Yeah.
I'm driving.
He's
what should we do?
You know, we're carrying a little bit of
a little bit. About an ounce.
Yeah.
Well, we've thinned it out since then. Yeah, a little bit.
Jesus, that's a lot of I don't know.
Well, he
90s.
Walked on.
It was
yeah.
10 days. I don't know.
Yeah, it was 10 days.
It was 10 days. 10 days.
But so we pull up to this, you know, Buford T. Justice guy.
He literally had the straight brimmed hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunglasses. He was totally intimidating. It was something right out of Raising Arizona.
Yeah.
Hey, where you
and
boys?
We're driving
where
a little,
you boys driving? Yeah,
a little
where
Ford
you guys
Aspire.
Where you boys off to? We're going to Las Vegas. Las Wages. Have a nice day. That was it. Saluted us. Went like this, and then...
I mean, our hearts are racing like, yeah. Oh, we're going to jail. If they're stripping that car apart.
What's this?
So we made our way to Vegas, and we got our suite. Ran into John Heffron.
So John let you stay there alone? Like, he wasn't there, or he was? You guys
it was
were
his
all
mom's
kind of
place.
Going back to L.A.
Right, he had an audition for something.
So he just let you stay there? That's awesome.
Yeah, we hooked up.
So you just had a place to crash.
So then we had a place to crash, but then we locked the keys in the Aspire
at the car.
Had
to call AAA or so. Who
we
do
had
we
had to call?
No, we got a coat hanger.
That's right. Remember, we're all high. We had to ask. We're in there. Can we get a hanger? We locked her. We're trying to get it out. And yeah.
So what, you guys ended up flying back home or driving?
We flew home. Yeah, it was just a roundabout. Like every day was jam packed full of.
Yeah, that like sounds like a great trip.
It was a fun time.
Oh yeah, it was when you could just get on a plane and
with an ounce full of weed.
Yeah,
we went to the Yuma County Fair. That's what Jim was bringing up earlier.
Oh,
this county fair in the middle of the desert. Where livestock and agriculture is really
meet and mix with the tilt-a-whirl and the bantam.
And it was like Southwest Detroit
gang night
meets gang night.
Seriously,
Southwest Detroit.
It was like the Cholos,
the Pleasantville Carnival meets. You know, it was oh my gosh,
pretty shady.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like taking Southwest Detroit and putting Downriver in a blender and going eek. Just
now let's throw some Marines and their kids and see how they mix it.
It was wild, man. It was funny. They had a display lifestyle where they show the winning
cow. The livestock. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but there they didn't show the cow alive. There it was the carcass display. It was already butchered.
It was like you're like, yeah.
These big carcass displays we called.
Dead stock.
Dead stock, exactly. It's almost like Burning Man.
Exactly.
That's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please go to onecrazystory.podbean.com and find us there. You can also listen on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes as well. So make sure you find us there. Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/onecrazystory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.